everyone, it's me, Ian Along, and this is Tagging Along with me. Yes, Ian Along. Kumusta na po kayo? Kumusta na po kayo? Ang tagal po, no? Ang tagal bago ako nakapag-podcast ulit. Si V. Allende, V. Allende, hi to you, and my co-host. I'm doing a solo podcast right now, although we shall listen to my co-host V. Allende again one of these days. And right now, the usual driving that I have right now as a podcaster. So this is one of the things that I like with my podcasting, is that it is one thing that I like with podcasting is this, that I have a free or the creative flow, or how I do my material is dependent on me. And this is the reason why I would understand that there will come a time that they say that this is income generating somewhatsoever, but for most parts such style will not give justice to the term income generating. Kasi no matter how prepared or mentally prepared I deliver my content, once it is deemed nakulang sa preparation, it will be mentioned as a waste of time. And I understand where other people are coming from when it comes to vloggers, when it comes to influencers, quote unquote, when it comes to vloggers, podcasters, live streamers, who they say magsalita lang, or they will just speak and they instantly earn money, which is, by the way, taken out of context. Yes, there are some content creators that you feel, that you see, who are not well, whose content is not well edited, or their podcast is you will find it crazy, that, or some people they say that this podcast show is not prepared, although it is presumed prepared, diba? Forgive me for this branching out introduction. I should not ask for forgiveness when it comes to that. Pero kasi when it comes to podcasting, bago yung topic ko mismo, I will just put this in. Pagdating kasi sa podcasting, walang kita dyan. Sa ibang bansa, people are taking podcast seriously in the Philippines. And those podcasts who are income generating here in the Philippines are more exposed on the Western counterpart. But in my case, I only learned podcasting to another local. And then eventually, I have started to listen to them. Although, it's been weeks since the last time I have checked a random podcast. I am not, except for Machong Chismisan and MJ's podcast, there are other shows that I'm not really much into following much, because I have a lot on my plate, no? But yeah, nagsasanga-sanga na tayo dyan. So akala nila, may kaya sa pag-usapan natin, akala nila pagka magsasalita lang, kikita na. Pero kasi when these people had spoken their minds out, they prepared their outline, it is deemed preparation, and such giving of knowledge and such imparting or adding of value to others is already worthy of income generating, if you will ask me. And it, especially if somebody, for example, somebody who gave his idea, or he had mentioned his research or study, it is presumed that he got that, the discipline and the rudiments of that, because of his preparation at school. Like, for example, if that person is talking about other stuff, even if he's specialization is different, but the rudiments, and the process that goes with going to a view or to a viewpoint that he eventually concluded, it is presumed that it is done under the context of what you call preparation. So nag-prepare na yung tao, nag-invest ng time. Ito na, ito. I'll cut to the chase. Yung mga, lalo yung mga nakatapos ng pag-aaral, those who are degree holders, plus they have they are exposed to industry, it is already a set of skills in their portfolio. So that is the reason why yung pagsasalita nila ng quote-unquote free, it's not really free. They invested time. For starters, they invested time and open an app. Diba? Nakakatuwa nga ngayon na ang podcasting, meron ng mga ganyan. Dahil sa podcasting, na tupad ang pangarap ko magkaroon ng radio show. De, pero totoo, totoo. Isa sa mga side ambitions ko yan. Na, not really because I want to be famous, a star in the screen, but you can do something in between. Yung parang kanta ng Beatles yun. Pero, hindi mainly ganun. Kasi, it just feels good. Tapos, lalo pag ganung bata ka, nung sinabihan ko, may one time, may nagsabi sa'yo na, uy, pwede kang DJ sa radio. But nice. Pero, despite the fact na ganun ang boses, ganun ang mga salita, pero part of me parang nakakatuwa kasi pag napapakinggan din yung mga nasa FM at even AM, yung mga nagsasalita sa AM and sa FM, whether the mode of the medium of language is the medium that was used as English or Tagalog, it's fascinating for me. I was drawn to it. Kaya isa sa mga side na side ambitions ko yan na magkaroon ng talk show. Diba? Kesyo audio, kesyo video. Pero kasi, I have long witnessed na mahirap talaga yun sa, used to be a choir member. Nakita ko yung preparation na ginagawa ng mga backstage people sa choir. And also kasi, yung isa pa sa reason bakit hindi isinet-aside ko yun, you know? Well, it's so far, more than 5 minutes na akong sa introduction na ito. Pero gusto ko lang may pasok yun eh, na time and time again na pagdating sa mga podcasters, pagdating sa mga vids, sa mga vloggers, it is presumed that they prepared, no matter how spontaneous it is. But still, going back to my very first premise, na I cannot, na kaya na ako, I understand that this type of podcast will not earn money. I have long accepted that, but there's that possibility, or there's that thinking, that little part of me that says if this will be monetized, why not? If this podcast show will be monetized, why not? Diba? Bakit? Tao na syempre. Diba? Imaginein mo, diba? If you are a podcaster, biglang kumita ka kahit na, alam mo yung parang, bawa, isang tumataginting na 500 piso. Imagine nyo, no? Ganito ang ginagawa, 500, tumataginting na 500 piso, no? Puro mo, wow, kami ni Vino, no? Oh. Kami ni V, kahit na pagkatian na lang namin na ang mangyayari dyan na 60-40. Siyempre, ako producer, ako ang isa sa mga host, si V ang co-host. So, pero siguro pwede din na 40-60, diba? Para kasi, diba? Pero tayong producer, pero for the meantime, pwede naman yung ganun. So, kung yun ay 40-60, yun ay 40-60, pagka 40-60 is 300 sa akin, 200 sa kanya. Pero then, nakakatuwa, no? V. Allende is a revelation sa kanya kasi she has a very audible podcast-friendly voice. Hindi naman, wala namang, there's no such thing naman, ano, diba, dependent naman sa pakikinig. Pero ang ganda naman, maganda ang reception, audio quality on my end pagka si V ang nagsasalita. Nakakatuwa, no? Nakakatuwa. Yan, ang haba ng episode, ang haba ng introduction ko, 10 minutes na, at least. Pero, isa sa mga yan, ha, ang mainit na mga nagdaang linggo at buwan, ay yung halalan, 2022, yung presidential elections. At alam naman natin na, at yung karamihan sa atin ay pumoto, at nakakagulat, 31 million ang pumoto kay Bongbong Marcos. Tapos kay Lenny Robredo ay 14 million. Tapos isama niyo pa yung mga iba na ibang mga presidential votes. Pag kinumbay niyo pala yun, hindi rin pala makakapuo ng 31 million. So, may mga ibang followers si BB Lenny. At talagang hindi masasabing ano eh, kung may mga followers si BB Lenny na hindi masyadong pinapansin, or to the point na minsan sasabi ang survey ay may daya pa daw. Pero kasi sabi sa Pulse Asia, ito naririnig na ito sigurado on retrospect, sinabi sa Pulse Asia na talagang lamang si Bongbong Marcos. At based sa pattern ng Pulse Asia, hindi pa nagkakamali ang Pulse Asia pagdating sa survey. Hindi pa natatalo ang Pulse Asia pagdating sa survey. Kaya nga ganun siya ka-credible na to the point. Pero bakit yung kay Bongbong Marcos at VP Lenny nung vice presidential elections? Bakit ba na pagdating doon talo siya, matagal siyang lamang pero nanalo si VP Lenny na eventually naging vice president siya. Again, ito po hindi po yun pandaraya. Hindi yan pandaraya kasi ang nangyari ay statistical tie. Kasi nung time na nagkaroon ng statistical tie, at dahil sa statistical tie na yan, may mga tumagilid siya doon. Kaya kung gusto nila na, kung hindi statistical tie, ito matagal na itong sinabi na isang mathematician na si Clemencio Ho of De La Salle University, na musta nga pala Sir Froome, di ba? So kaya nga habang ako yung nagmamasid, hindi ako nagsasalita against Pulse Asia. Iba sasabi false Asia dahil parang ganun, nakakalungkot naman na akala naman nila pagdating sa statisticians gusto nila, yes, ito ang resulta, yeah, hindi ganun. Although may mga statisticians sa siguro ay gusto si Bongbong Marcos, meron din naman statisticians ang gusto mong iboto ay si VP Lenny, di ba? Pero when it comes to the scientific of things, iba pa rin ang statistics. Yes, hindi siya 100%, pero magbibigay tayo ng idea na, kasi imagine yung 50%, tapos 30%, ilang percent na yung may pipilini na share of votes niya. Tapos kaya po, hindi nagkakalayo. So, paano nangyari yun? So, pinag-aralan yun ng mga statisticians. Saka hindi, kahit ako mismo, nire-recognize ko, ito sasabihin ko na po sa inyo, I voted for VP Lenny Robredo and Vice President Kiko Panginoon. And for Vice President, I voted for Kiko Panginoon. I voted straight to the pink. But at the same time, when the result was shown, it matches, or it somewhat it is near the prediction or the survey of Pulse Asia. So, hindi po daya yun. Pero, ang tanong, bakit may mga ito, no? Pero, when somebody is hindi pa umaabot sa protesta, pero hindi pa umaabot sa filing a protest, eh, nag-check na talaga, chinek talaga, mas maigi pa yun. Although it's only in my opinion, mas maigi pa yun na nag-grabo agad, chinek agad, tapos I heard na maybe Lenny even consulted an experts on this one. Well, that's it. That's the point. Kumbaga, mas maigi na yun. The point is, mas maigi na yun kaysa sa naman, abalahin pa Comelec. Kaya nga, it's not fair for people to call them false Asia. False Asia. Parang hindi ako makasalita lang noon kasi baka sabihin yan, no? Pero kumbaga, matagal ko nang tahimik ako, pero I still support it. As if naman yung mga scientists at gusto nila na yes, itong resulta. Nako, if you are in a graduate studies, for example, there are results that the researcher doesn't like. And this is the reason why, even if I'm not mistaken, during one of Dr. Reynaldo Bautista's lecture on research, there will always be biases on research. But with the statistical method or with the scientific approach or the scientific approach in doing the studies, lumalabas na kahit nag-bias ka, itong resulta. Na sometimes, magugulat ka, yung resulta hindi doon sa wini-wish mong resulta. It's not the result that you are wishing for. Unfortunately. Diba? Unfortunately, kasi syempre, sa isang researcher, lalo pag ikaw'y grad student, at I told you so, parang may ganun kang feeling as a researcher na habang nagpa-findings ka, kasi your theories, your hypothesis, kasi it comes from your review of related literature, diba? Sa thesis, diba? Yung speculations mo, it comes from yung hypothesis. The reason why you formulated the hypothesis that way is because there is a study or studies that will back it up. Oh, diba? Tapos yun naman ganun nangyayari. So, kaya gustuhin man natin na magkaroon ng ganung resulta, wala eh. The statistics are shown, diba? Pero yun nga, as if naman gusto ng mga statisticians na even professor Fumesho ko had mentioned that as much as I also do not like the result, diba? Oops. Pero kasi what he means is yung as much as he doesn't want the result, meaning kung gusto ko ayawin man niya yung resulta, eh wala din siya magagawa, yun ang resulta. Kasi we need to wake up that even kumbaga, ang point dyan is nanalo talaga si presumptive President Bongbong Marcos pa lalabas. Kasi ang panalo si presumptive President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. And as much as yun nga, ang nakakalungkot nga lang, ang napapansin ko from time to time during this ng election. At saka ang bilis ha, ito ha, kung mapapansin ninyo, ang bilis eh. Tinalo pa ang US pagdating sa resulta eh. Kahit kaya nga hindi mo rin masisisi ang sentiment ng mga natalo. Di ba? So, ang bilis eh. Ang bilis ng resulta eh. Ang bilis. Mga one a day or two. Very apparent na. Kaya nga, di ba? Kaya nga, ang talagang ginawa nilang solusyon ay ginawa, isa sa mga ginawa solusyon ay sumunod after this, lahat ng election related, parang related to this Smartmatic, wala. Yung makina na yun, wala na. Babay na. Diba? Pero yung sinasabing nanalo o nadaya, normal lang naman kasi na makaramdam na nadaya ang mga tao pagdating sa ganitong klaseng proseso. Kasi hindi ito ordinaryong labanan na kagaya ng basketball. Madumi ang politika. Madumi ang politika, even especially, or even, yun nga, madumi ang politika, kaya nga talagang pag may mga tao nagsasabing dinaya sila, it is just a normal occurrence na magkaroon ng, it's a normal situation na mapapaisip ang tao na sila ay dinaya. So, ganun talaga mangyari. So, ganun nga ang mangyayari na nagmukhang dinaya. Or, and not really nagmukhang dinaya. It's more of yung feeling na nadaya, normal yon sa maduming, you know, laro, sa maduming eksena ng laro. So, kaya nga, the way to do this is, halimbawa, scientific, and at the same time, objective. Diba, pag ikaw nandun, nasa health, talagang mag-focus ka dun, yan, doing this podcast, umuulan po. So, umuulan, kaya talagang, umuulan po ngayon, diba? Kahapon pa, umuulan, as of this podcast, a day before, umuulan din. Diba? A day before, umuulan din. So, talagang ganun ang eksena ngayon, ang mga ganap. But anyway, paano ba to? Normal po sa isang proseso na parang may daya ang dating. May daya daw. Normal lang na, kasi nga madumi. Yan na, nagsasangasangal tayo. No? Madumi po ang madumi ang politika, kaya talagang either nanalo or nadaya. Hindi siya katulad ng basketball. By the way, congratulations sa UP Fighting Maroons, sa UAP recent champion, UAP men's basketball team. Congratulations sa inyo. Pero, ayun nga, buti na lang, hindi siya buti, hinayaan nyo na lang ang Ateneo na umiyak. Diba? Hinayaan nyo na lang na Ateneo ay umiyak. Yun nga lang, ang nangyayari, yung ibang tao, hindi nakaka-move on. Ang nakakatawa nun, nag-uumpisa sa mga nanalo, sa camp ng mga nanalo. I just hope that, kasi tuloy nagkakaroon ng mga joke regarding sa paintball, diba? Nagkakaroon tuloy ng running joke na pag maraming paintball si presumptive president Bongbong Marcos. Amidst all of this, diba? Amidst mainis tayo. What went wrong at that? Kasi we voted people, sabi nga ni Project Nightfall ba yun, na they have people in introduction niya na was taken out of context daw, but well, that's the main point. The thing is, bakit na ba tayo nakakapagboto pa rin ng anak ng dynasty. Ito, kasi worse than that, nakakaboto pa rin tayo ng anak ng isang dictator na kagaya ni former President Ferdinand Marcos. Nakakalungkot, no? Nakakalungkot, pero kasi ang nangyari, sabi nila, EDSA didn't deliver much. Hindi naging successful ang EDSA 1. May point nga naman kasi ang ang bumalik kasi naging mabait tayo sa revolution. Naging mabait ang taong Pilipino sobra daw pagdating sa revolution. Na ang ginawa, nakaalis na si Joe Masison, tapos yung mga dynasty, hindi na buwag, bumalik pa. Sinakyan lang. So, bali ang natanggal lang ay si President Marcos at yung mga tao niya. So, parang ganun ang nangyari. So, kaya ganun din ang ano. Pero, it doesn't mean, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't mean na porket maloko ang ating political system ngayon, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that what former President Ferdinand Marcos experienced is undeserved. Hindi ganun yun. Parang nangyari, may siga, pinalis niyo yung siga, pero naglitawan ng mga siga. Ngayon, sasabihin mo, mga siga, dapat pala, nandun pa lang din yung siga. Kahit maigi na yun, na yun lang ang siga. Diba? Yun lang ang siga. Eh ngayon, maraming tao, mga siga na. Anong klaseng katwiran yun? Diba? Hindi magandang katwiran yun. Kasi, parang sinasabi natin na justified yung isang bagay. Kasi, mas matindi yung naranasan natin, hindi justified yung ginawa sa kanya kasi mas malala ngayon. It's hindi yung mutually exclusive, hindi ito fairy tale na kung sa pag tinanggal mong isa wala na lahat. Napaka-simplistic nun. Remember, mga politiko to, mga to may mga self-vested interest din ng mga yan, may mga agenda din naman yung mga yan. Kaya this is the reason why magandang paalala to sa ating mga botante na as much as parang nagtatalo tayo on political discourse, pero ituloy natin ang demokratikong proseso ng paghahalal ng tao, ng pangulo. Tapos ano nangyari kasi, we are still entertaining the same people again and again. Kasi ayaw natin sa bagong namumuno kasi hindi winnable. Ginawa niyong sweepstakes, ginawa niyong hindi na sweepstakes, ginawa niyong ending, o ginawa niyong sabong. This is not just pure cockfighting, this is about election. Kaya nga time and time again, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be responsible in who we vote. I do not have any qualms with the supporters of Bongbong Marcos, of the Santo President Bongbong Marcos. Pero kasi, since the people that spoke, talagang kailangan natin tanggapin yan. Tanggapin natin, respetuhin natin ang proseso. Iba nga lang, parang sila na yung nanalo, sila na yung bet na nila yung nanalo, yung binoto nila ang nanalo, hinahunting pa nila. Kasi may nakikita daw sila eh. May mga ano na yun eh. Hayaanin niyong mag-grief yung mga tao. Ngayon, kayong nasa nanalo, it's your victory. Lagi ko sinasabi sa mga hashtags ko ngayon, hashtag celebrate your victory. Ganun lagi ang nire-remind ko. Kasi nga, ngayon, parang hihirap yata. Ano, bakit ganun? Simple na nga lang yung paalala na celebrate your victory. Diba? Kasi parang mas hindi kayo nakaka... Hindi na, yung mga ganun klaseng supporters, hindi nakakabukon. Talo pa yung mga natalo. dapat ano eh, i-enjoy na lang natin, i-enjoy nyo na lang yung victory na meron kayo. Yes, magpapaging na magpapaging, pero ladies and gentlemen, not everyone will celebrate your wins. Hindi lang, and I'm not also referring to the recent elections, hindi lang naman yun. May mga birthday yan na may mga tao hindi pupunta sa birthday mo. May mga achievements ka. There are achievements that you have in which hindi ka, ano, kahit friend mo sa Facebook, hindi man lang nilike, hindi man lang kinart, hindi ka man lang kinongratulate. Because that happens. Now, when it comes to, yun nga, naputol ako dun. So, now when it comes to yun nga, being gracious winners, kasi alam nyo, parang ang nangyayari, bakit parang may mga kung sino pa yung natalo, yung pang ano, yung pang, ay kung sino pa yung nanalo, yung pa yung parang kulang na lang mag-hunting, no? Allow me, doon sa mga salitang gano'n, no? Kulang na lang i-hunt down yung mga tao. Tapos, ang ginagawa na yung justification or rationale or rationalization is yung sabihin na ano, na ang sinasabi na eh, kasi ano eh, 30 years na hindi nagsalita ang buong mong Marcos. Of course, they are the people in power, and hindi lang 30 years yun ha, 1965 if I'm not mistaken, diba, 1965, no? Tapos 1965 nasa pwesto ng mga Marcoses until 1986, so 21 years. Ngayon, yung iba naghahanap ng ibang alternative for 21 years. Pero kasi ano nga eh, ibang usapan na, ibang topic na yung eh, kasi bulok ang demokrasya natin, bulok ang political system natin. Diba? Ibang usapan na yun. Parang ano na yan, parliament. Usapang ano na yan, usapang mga technical na yan. Kaya nga ano, sana lang yung magta ano yung nilelect nung mga nagdaang halalan, alam na yun nga, the most of the people have spoken, 30 million people have spoken against more than 14 million. I think it's good enough for you to celebrate, and again, not everyone will celebrate your wins. They will respect you for celebrating. They will respect your celebration, but they will not join you in your wins. Not all the time people will celebrate you. Diba matagal na yan eh, diba, kahit naman noon pa eh. Hindi naman lahat nakakapunta sa mga birthdays. Hindi naman lahat ano eh, nakakapunta sa birthday natin. Hindi naman lahat ini-invite natin. Ibang usapan yun, pero ito sa gawin nating analogy, hindi naman lahat ay natutuwa na nanalo tayo. Yung iba, inis sila, pero wala din silang magawa. Yung parang hindi sa inis sila. It's just that nirespeto nila, and ganun talaga, hindi nila choice. One time, lumaban ako sa isang Bible quiz bee. Diba? Bible quiz bee po yun. Bible quiz bee. Tapos, may mga isang group na nagsasabing Christian sila. And then, may representative sila. It placed third yata. Tapos, ako nanalo. Sabi, oy, lumaban ka pa sa Bible quiz bee. So, instead of congratulating me, ah, okay, kumain na lang. Ikaw pala champion. Ako nga. Alam naman mag-thank you ako kasi when saka ako mag-thank you if I'm congratulated. Ang awkward nun pagka sinabing mag-thank you ako even without being congratulated. Pero human as I am, parang I'm expecting a diplomatic congratulations. But that early on, at that young age, around 19 or 20 yata ako nun, 19 to 20 ata ako nun, I learned na not everyone, dun pa lang early on, people will not celebrate your wins. Tapos may mga iba pang loving your own principle na yan. Na salit na ano eh, samantalang kung tutusin, their Christianity, their brand of Christianity is medyo cultic pa nga. We not mention the name of the church na, pero medyo cultic pa nga yung religion nila eh. Na hindi nga cultic, parang going towards cultism na eh. Cultic, pero hinayaan, kumbaga, but still, I face that reality na not everyone will celebrate your wins. And this is a presidential election. This is a presidential election, political election. We are talking about, this is not just parlor games. This is not just pure school-based quiz bee. This is a presidential election we're talking about. Okay? So that's it for now. That is my take on my post-election reflection that I have. So thank you very much. This is Ian Long for having me here. Thank you very much for allowing yourself to be. Tag along. Good day.